Welcome, friend, to the Legends of Bregonia. Lend us your ear, for tonight, our heroes will embark on an epic adventure in the role-playing game Pathfinder.
Alrighty, well, when we last left off, we had Rowan the Flint Monk, Mouth the Gnome Sorceress, Sadok the Orc Fighter, and Z the Human Monk on an adventure slaying goblins with a dwarf named Augur the Clean Shaven. They were just camping for the evening and on third watch, where Z, so skillfully keeping an eye on things as he's rummaging through his bag looking for a tasty beverage, hears a growl. And with that, we need initiative. So everyone roll initiatives. Ooh, the excitement.
All right.
9.
I have a 9 as well.
What are we at to this?
Mine's a 13.
This right here?
On top of my
which
9.
Which is your dex modifier.
So plus 7.
Two. My 9 has a 13 on top.
There's a space for any other things.
Garth. Rowan.
Some other things can be
there. Mine has a 13 on top of my 9.
We're rolling initiative.
I know. What is yours have?
13 on top of your 9?
Yes.
Going first.
Reroll to see who goes first.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was thinking like stat or something. I was like, what? I didn't realize what you meant.
G-U-A-R-D?
4. So, yeah. You'll go first. I was figuring you were the awake one. You'd be going first anyway.
I don't know. I always spell it wrong. It's on autocorrect and everything.
Stupid English major.
I did not major in English. Sadok rolled a 20, so.
22.
22. And what did Mouth get?
7.
7. All right. Everyone else is asleep, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I thought he kicked us all awake first. Didn't you already do that?
Well, he did say he did when he was drawing his size.
Yes. Well, where we're at, because we rewound, is he's just going through his bag and there was growling. So, because unfortunately the DM has to pause it and rewind every once in a while. To manage the chaos that is happening on the board.
Okay.
All right. So, got the growling going off.
Right.
You're rummaging through your bag, and you see a wolf.
Okay.
Come out of the shadows.
And is it 10 feet away from me from what I'm seeing, or 5 feet away from me?
Yes, there is a 5-foot space between you and it.
Okay. So if I cry wolf, is everybody going to believe me?
That is the question.
Maybe you should try.
Okay.
I would believe the person on watch, but I wouldn't believe the town drunk. So this is a really difficult choice here.
50-50. Okay. I am going to cry wolf.
Cry wolf?
Yes.
Like with tears crying? Or
it
is
heartfelt.
Are you going to shout it?
All right. Well, as you're about to cry wolf, two things happen.
Two things.
First thing, it gets to make a lunge because it beat you on initiative.
Awesome.
So it's going to make an attack. But something else happened technically before that. So that's going to roll first. The ready to action goes first. Someone was ready. Who can tell who was ready?
It's always going to be Augur.
It's Augur, because no one else knew what was going on. All right. So, with that, whee! Thunk! And a dagger comes flying out of the corner on the map where Augur is sleeping.
So we've made camp. We're kind of in a circle at the base of some trees.
Yes.
Sort of. In the middle of us, we had that like pile of sticks that I was going to make a fire, but
we never lit.
Thought was a better idea not to. So like, we kind of have the camp clearing, and then further out, is there like just, we're just like in a forest, right? There's just bushes and shrubbery.
And, and Augur kind of set up his bed and his sleep area to his back to a tree so he can kind of keep an eye on where Z and Roland were kind of sleeping, and the tree that Mouth and Sadok was kind of sleeping at. So we kind of had that lovely triangular capable view, so everyone is capable of keeping an eye on someone else.
shots.
Yeah.
If we were all awake.
Okay, so there's a dagger.
Yes. So the dagger goes flying and thunk. All right. And does that hit? Oh, yeah. There is a nice loud thunk as that dagger hits the wolf. True.
Will this combat be over before it even begins?
No. Three. Three damage to the wolf.
A large yelp.
So a large yelp, and the wolf snaps at Z. Ooh. With a 20 attack. I assume that's a hit.
How is that not a hit? I don't know anything that could be dodged by a 20.
So you take 5 damage.
Cool. I'm down to 4 health.
And it will attempt to trip you.
Wait, the wolf is tripping?
Yes. Wolves have the lovely trip ability where they bite and try and pull you over. So mechanic-wise, trip.
Well, there's no smoke, so I figured it had to be that trip.
All right. It is CMB versus CMD, it looks like.
My D to your B?
Yes, your D against
mine,
the wolf's
17.
Because you're defending against his bonus.
All right. And they got a 3, so terrible failure for them.
Good.
Well,
thank goodness.
It. All right.
I just realized if I go charging into battle, you have to come with me at this point, unless I leave my backpack.
What's that?
Unless I drop my backpack.
Were you sleeping with the backpack on?
I thought the backpack was on the ground.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's tucked
here
behind
or
my
next
head
to him.
5 feet away.
5 feet away.
Right there, alright. And 2 more wolves come out of the shadows. And now a disease turn.
And you yelled, right?
That is like the least ferocious wolf I've ever seen.
It's a midget wolf.
Yes, it is a lovely, what, mink?
Hey, don't
mongoose?
Judge things by small sizes.
Mongoose fig for a wolf.
Okay, 5-foot step. Of course, have I already called out that there's wolves?
No,
because all that
no
stuff
you have
before
not.
Wolves, clearly, with the yelping and the howling. It sounds
so
like I should
now
be like,
crying wolf.
With the yelping and the howling!
All right. Well, with that, everyone can make a perception check.
With the yelping and the howling and the oigling.
Perception, right? That's a d20,
yes,
right?
Roll a d20.
Well, that's not good. 7.
Don't worry, that is.
And you want to add your perception skill, which should be your ranks and your wisdom added together, plus any other bonuses you may have.
Oh, he's 7. Actually next to me now.
18 perception.
19.
All right. Well, it looks like everyone but Mouth is awakened by the noise.
Fantastic.
It's that backpack. It's really comfortable.
So comfortable. It smells a little crabby, though. But
okay.
Yeah, I didn't
so
say
that,
I was emptying my
we
backpack
are
before
back
I
to the top.
Okay, stunning fist this thing in the face, because I like fists. 12 plus 4.
And it's a stunning fist. There's sparkles and everything.
So that would be a 16.
So with the stunning fist, you punch him. Do you deal damage?
1d6 plus stun.
Yes. And then they get to make a fortitude save with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what was your attack?
His attack was 17.
17? Okay, so yes, that's a hit.
And I hit him for 5.
5 more damage. Alright.
Is that what you really do? You punch someone in the face and then cross your fingers to hold
all of
it
them.
So the wolf is still up.
I used to do that.
Is
I was
it
pretending
stunned?
I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja.
It gets to make a fortitude save, right?
Right.
Alright, let's roll it. What's it is not stunned.
Because in the old movie, like 80s movies, they had the...
Ugger's a pretty good shot. He threw that dagger like 20 feet.
He did.
Which means doing an acrobatics up the tree would cause a attack of opportunity, correct?
It depends on how good your acrobatics are.
Without rolling, it's a 7.
Well, big.
Yes,
well,
that would be. Oh, without roll, you'd need to roll to find out. If you can roll higher than a 15.
Counts as tumble in Pathfinder.
Yeah, if you can roll higher than a 15. At half your movement, which will be, if you're climbing, half again.
Can I do that in a...
Wait, what?
Yeah, because the trees only...
I believe climbing is done at half speed. So, let's say you move 40 feet and around. Half speed would be 20 feet. So, you could go 20 feet vertically with a good climb check. Okay. Now, with an acrobatics, to prevent them from making an attack of opportunity, with all the flips and that, you're not running at full speed. You're taking time. So, that's half.
Well, would I do an acrobatics or would I do a climb? Because my climb is actually an 8.
You do
an a 7.
Acrobatics to prevent them from hitting you.
Okay.
You'd probably do a climb to get up the tree.
You've already, however, taken a 5-foot step and then attacked.
No, because
right?
It... Already,
oh, yes.
It was. It's the one that came to me.
Sorry, I thought you said 5-foot step, so I was thinking.
I was going to take a 5-foot step, and I'm like, wait, it attacked me, so it,
yeah,
had to,
okay.
It needed to move the 5-foot to attack me.
Glad I clarified that, because I was a little confused for first. I was like, you're moving twice? But no.
Clearly, duh. So, as my acrobatics, 15-7, so 22 for acrobatics.
22, okay, so you can now move at half speed to prevent them from making an attack of opportunity on you.
And 6 and 8 is a 14.
14 climb. All right, well, you are climbing.
Yes. Ugh, I feel so much better.
So, what is your movement?
It's a 30.
30, so half of that is
15.
15, and half of that would be...
Seven
and a half.
So, basically, roughly 10 feet up in the air, then.
Yeah. So, I've made it so that the wolf next to me is not able to get me.
Yep.
Good.
Not unless I can jump really well.
It's a bounding wolf.
White Fang can't jump?
Yeah.
So, Rowan's next.
All right. So, he cried, wolf, woke me up. And what's around me? Do I see any wolves around me?
Let's see.
One
there,
left.
There are two wolves, one to either side. You are sleeping on the ground, correct?
Yes, I was on the ground, and I was on the same tree that Zai was in. So
yeah.
One of the wolves, the wolf on my right, was the one that he was attacking.
Yeah.
But there's another one to my left.
Yes.
Is that all the wolves I see?
Yeah.
Is there any... Okay.
There technically is another one on the map, but I don't think you'd necessarily see it since your back would be turned to it.
And I'm kind of facing towards Mouth and Sadok.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any danger by them?
You don't see any.
Okay. Because... All right. Well, I'm going to get the one on my left, as I seems to have the one on the right taken care of pretty good.
Okay.
I'm going to turn to it, and it's just out of reach, isn't it? So I'd have to move towards it.
Yes.
If I wanted to attack.
If you want to attack either wolf, you have to make a 5-foot step.
Well,
unless you want to wait for a wolf to come to you.
Nope. I'm going to take a 5-foot step, and then I'm going to try what Zai did. Stunning fist that sucker. Right to the face. Ugh. Oh, Jesus. Well, I rolled a 2, so I'm pretty sure that's a miss. That was a 3 total.
Are you wearing your ring?
I am wearing my ring.
Are you using your ring?
I would be, yes.
I see.
So would you be doing Stunning Fist?
Oh, you got a point. Because I would be doing... Instead... Fire. No, we're in a forest. I'm doing Stunning Fist, not...
Okay.
I don't want to set this place ablaze.
Only
I considered,
you can
I,
start forest fire.
I have some oil flasks. I considered throwing one on the wolf, but I decided not to. So I was trying the Stunning Fist, but I failed.
All right.
At least that time. Maybe I'll reconsider.
All
this
right.
Is pretty
Mouth
green.
Mouth is not awake.
Mouth is not awake.
But she can...
But it's technically not Mouth's turn yet.
Oh.
Yep. Because she is last.
Who's... Is it Ogles or is it the wolves again?
It's Augers as he gets up and draws his axe. All right.
You were first, but it started with him because
it is
the wolf
now...
attacked Z first, and so it's...
It is now Mouth's turn. You get to roll another perception.
to see if that noise woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
If the
sound battle.
20. I think I'm awake.
Yep. You are now awake.
Did you fall out of your backpack?
Okay, no, I am in a backpack.
Yes.
Do I need to crawl out of that backpack, or are we out of that backpack?
You are in the backpack.
Just get in the backpack.
So if you want out of the backpack, you would need to crawl
out. I would like to get out of the backpack.
I attack with a crab.
All right. So that will be the rest of your turn, climbing out of the backpack.
That's probably what
give
the
me a climb
after.
Check.
So 20 again, I'm assuming,
yes,
right?
Roll the d20.
3. I did not get out of that backpack.
No, you got out of that backpack. But you fell on your face. Well, you fell. You've tripped on your way out. Reflex save. Now we'll find out if you fell on your face.
16 plus dexterity, I'm assuming?
Congratulations, correct. You didn't fall on your face.
Okay, good. I get a stand back.
You just fell on the ground.
Oh, I'm still on the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like trying to get out of a net.
That's my turn? I'm now on the ground?
Yep.
Okay.
And now it's Zadok's turn.
Grabbing my axe as I stand up. Would he be considered a straight line from me? He's not grid-wise.
One over is considered a 5-foot step. Two over is...
I would 15. Consider it a straight line because there's nothing in the way between you and it to stop you from running straight at it.
And charge is a +2 or a +4?
I believe it is a +2, but we will check.
So you're thinking about charging across to the wolves by us, the one that was attacking Zai?
Mm-hmm.
Attacking on a charge. After moving, you can get a +2 bonus on attack, but you take a -2 penalty to your AC until your next turn.
Okay.
AC, what's that? +2 attack? Yes, please.
Are you going to just leave me on the ground?
You could throw. Just grab by your ankles and throw.
Yeah, kinda. But there's nothing around us, so you should be okay. And I can always charge back.
That's true. Okay.
Charge. Don't you usually get fees if you charge back?
Yeah. That is a straight line, because that's still... 19 to hit.
19 to hit? That is a hit. Boy, that's a much better roll than it looked like from here.
Well, it's an 11, and I get a +8.
Yeah, from here, it just looks like a 1.
Oh. This one's a 1. 8 damage.
8 damage. Alrighty. That wolf drops.
No.
And that's my turn.
Alright. Sadak goes.
9 times out of 10, I'm not relying on the damage of my axe. It's the strength from the axe. That's killing me. I rolled a 1 on the damage, but my strength is a 7.
Alright. It is now the wolf's turn. The first wolf, since it's right next to Roland, is going to attack Roland.
My AC is 14.
Alright. And they miss. Alright. The second wolf set on took out, so that's no longer a problem. Wolf number 3 will charge Zadok, since it's in the bushes straight across from him. And so he will now attack. And what is Zadok's AC now that he gets a -2 from the charge? And I guess the important question here is, did you sleep in your armor?
I always do. Almost always, I should say.
And what is your armor?
Chainmail.
Okay.
You always do while adventuring?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do it at home, just normally?
-2, so 16.
That is a miss. And now we're back up to Z's turn. Z in the tree.
That's right. I am throwing one of my scythes at the wolf that's next to Rowan.
Zai's gonna give it a try with his Zai.
That's a 2.
Plus please don't hit me.
My dex, which is 3.
Oh, that is a miss.
Next!
It will now be Roland's turn.
Alright.
I tried.
Are you calling him Roland?
Roland.
Okay.
It is kind of similar. It's easy to slur it, and it sounds like Roland. Rowan.
Roland.
We are right under a tree. I don't know. Flames, I think, is bad at the moment. I don't know.
Fury of blows! Fury of blows! Punch him in the face with both fists!
Exactly.
Oh, the flint monk's a tree lover.
Well, when Zai's in the tree, I think the tree
lover.
Catching on fire is
he
not...
He is a Z-lover.
Oh. Well, when you put it like that. I'm just doing plain flurry of blows. No sparks.
There's no plane in Fury of Blows.
Well, that depends on what he rolled.
Well, there's a 2. And
see, that was a very plain flurry of blows.
And a 6. Yeah, that's not getting me anywhere fast. I'm still waking up, okay? I'm not a morning person.
So what'd you do? Nothing?
Yeah, I don't think I did anything. Unless a
both
6
both the
hits.
Monks are useless.
Ah, we all know it's the fighter that gets things done around here.
So after...
I mean, Mouth can't even wake up without falling on her face.
After
hey,
Rowan...
I did not fall on my face. I fell on my butt.
After Rowan, it is now Augur's turn. Since Augur has his axe drawn, he will charge the wolf next to Sadok. So Augur runs straight at the wolf and swings his axe. Find out whose axe is better. Yeah, we got an axe to grind here. This axe contest.
He's an expert.
All right, that is a hit.
Mine is clearly bigger.
Yeah, but he can wield his one-handed.
I can wield him one-handed. No, seriously, I took catch off guard. I have no penalty for improvised weapons.
Gonna grab your ankles and use your nose as the blade.
Oh. Augur charges, and his swing is true, and he lops off the wolf's head.
There's a reason why they call him Augur.
Why is that?
Because
he drills.
Drills.
Okay.
So with a nice
he
thrash, the wolf drops. All right. And now it is Mouth's turn.
I'm going to stand up.
Good choice.
Yeah, is that a good choice?
Very good choice.
I do that at least once a day.
Standing up? Good job. How far can I move?
20 feet.
Rowan
yep.
over here is slacking.
5, 15, 20. So you can get to here, but you're a sorceress, so, I mean, depending on if you want to use a spell.
Probably don't want to be that close.
Fireball.
I don't have a fireball. I have a
Thank
flare.
Goodness. If you were level 1 with the fireball, I'd be scared.
Somebody leveled her character wisely.
I have a flare, but I have to be close. So is that within 5 feet?
Flare's the spell you're casting?
Sure. 284. Page numbers.
Maybe the gnome doesn't care about starting 5, forest 10, fires.
15.
I don't
Flares
know.
Electricity.
Oh.
Range close is 25 feet plus
yeah,
5 feet
yeah.
per
two levels.
So
25 feet.
So close is 25 feet?
Yes.
In regards to spells.
It's a close range versus a long range spell.
So
but it
I
is not a melee spell.
Because I had to stand up.
Yeah.
And so I don't even need to move. I can just shoot him with a flare.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. What am I adding to a 15? Almost
so, flare is a burst of light to blind, well, to dazzle a creature for a minute.
Wait, which one is the...
A long time.
Oh, the shocking is the other one.
So is flare still the spell you're casting?
Yeah,
because
I have to stand up and then shoot something, so...
Okay.
It's not your turn next, right?
No.
Okay, yeah.
It just needs to take a successful fortitude save.
All right.
I rolled a 15.
That is success, and fortitude negates, and it makes its fortitude.
Your 15
Aww.
Was a success. You successfully cast the spell. It did the thing you were trying to do, but
the wolf shut his eyes.
Yes.
Darn it.
He blinked.
Timing. OK. Okay.
Where'd it go?
All right. It is Sadak's turn.
Are there any other wolves around besides that one that I can tell?
Nope. Just the fink.
The ferret mink?
The ferret the or fink. The mink fig.
Five, the fig. Ten,
wow, I'm
15,
combining things.
20 and swinging. Although he would probably get an attack of opportunity.
He would. Miss.
When it saw you coming, it was
20
scared.
To hit.
That is a hit.
11 damage.
It is still up.
Wow.
And it goes. So it is now going to take on the new threat, since that's the only threat. So, or so it feels. And bite at Sadok.
Yeah.
Alright. And that is a miss.
Good job, Rowan.
Alright.
Haven't hit anything.
So now it is Z's turn.
Okay.
Z in the tree.
Board. Yep, Z in the tree is diving down to attack the lone wolf.
Alright. So you're getting
acrobating
out of the tree.
First.
Okay.
Yes.
Roll your acrobat.
That is a 12.
12. Alright. Let's see how you were 10 feet up in the tree, correct?
Yes.
Alright, so you get down with no issues.
Boom. Okay.
Z knows how to get down.
Waka waka.
He said he was going to make the party, bring the party.
Okay. I am then going to do Fury of Blows.
Okay.
Gonna punch
natural 20 minus 1. And a 5 minus 1. So.
All right. Reroll your natural 20.
It is a 5 plus... Do I add anything?
Plus
it would
your
be your minus one.
Bonus.
Okay, yeah, so.
So 4?
4.
You do not crit.
Okay, but I still roll damage?
Yep.
1d6.
He still punches butt.
So that's a 6 plus a 4, that's 10.
Alright, so as you've jumped out of the tree and spring back up from the bounce, you've knocked it and the wolf drops.
Jaw pops out of place.
That fink is down.
Fink. Wow. Feeling a little less confident about the goblins now?
I'm not.
I was all trying to take on that wolf by myself. You guys mopped up all the other ones, then came
and came
took care
you.
Of it.
At this time, Augur walks over to the first wolf and pulls out his dagger.
I'm going to walk over and pick up my scythe that clearly I just went, whoo!
Hit the dirt.
Dibs on the other two. And I'm going to go over and start skinning the other two.
So you're skinning the other two wolves?
Yep. I will also Well, I'm going to take a 20 on it and save the meat off them as well.
All right. You can't take a 20 on this one.
Okay.
Because a 20 means you are trying long enough till you succeed. And unfortunately with this, if the first time you fail, you can't try. If you fail bad enough, you can't try again to make this guaranteed success.
Gotcha.
You can take a 10 because there isn't anything pressing you to take your time and doing a good job, but you can't sit there and try at this activity till you would roll a 20.
Gotcha. Okay, so what am I rolling?
So you either roll or you can take a 10. All right. The first thing that would come to mind here would be a survival check.
Okay.
Or if you have any craft leather working.
Nope.
Or food prep sort of a thing.
Nope. But I do have points in survival. That is a 10 on my survival.
All right.
There is three wolves. Augur just went and grabbed his dagger from the one.
I thought he started skinning the one.
He just pulled his dagger out of it. Because he threw his dagger at first, remember?
I'll bring over the other two and just drop them at your feet. Be like, there you go.
So you could probably try all three. Be my guest.
Well, then I'm going to make three individual survival checks. Because I don't really care for that first one.
At first you don't succeed, throw it away and try again.
I've decided I'm not sleeping in a backpack again.
Third time's the charm.
I'm just going to roll up my old backpack as a pillow.
Works for me. Keeps me warm.
Alright, what were your other two attempts?
Haven't made them yet. 19. 11.
19 and 11?
Glad I rolled
that. Alright, well, your second one, you feel, was a very successful one. The other two times feel adequate. The stuff is usable, but it's not. Yeah, it's. Well, here
too many
it is.
Slashes in the hide from someone's axe.
Whereas
that
19,
that
it was like, that was a good one.
Auger.
All right, with that done, I think we're good to head out some more.
So
yeah, let's leave this place.
I'm ready to pack up and go.
You're
not going
to
finish up the night?
No, let's just go. I'm not going to sit here and wait for more wolves.
I guess it was during the eyes watch.
That sounds like a great idea. We could sit here and wait
how
for
long
more
does
wolves.
It take to recover a single point of health while bandaging?
You could do a heal check to get 1 point back.
How long does that take? Because I've got 5 points of damage I got to heal.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot.
You're not going to be able to gain more than one in a day from a heal check.
What if you do a heal check once, and then the three of us do a heal check once?
That won't
make 4 hit points?
That won't work, because you can only gain one during the day for an injury.
And like
Now, if he heals one now from a heal check, and someone else comes and gives him a new wound, a new heal check could be made for the new wound.
Well, since today is technically tomorrow and we're going to bed, when I wake up in the morning, can I do a second?
I can give that to you, yes, but it's very loose.
How about I roll a percentile?
Don't you have a healing potion?
I mean, you could always do 24
hours. What do
you
want me to do, pour my alcohol on my wound?
That's what it's for.
And there are a lot of drunken master prestige classes that will convert alcohol into healing potions.
Question.
If we make it that far. Yes.
Is it safe to say that I skinned the wolves well enough to add 3 wolf pelts and wolf meat to my character?
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently, right now, I will stick with just the one, and then depending on what happens tomorrow, if I can make it tomorrow night, we'll talk.
Technically, today is tomorrow, because it's...
Today is not tomorrow, because we still need to finish the rest of the night.
Yeah, because we do have a few more hours, right,
mm-hmm.
of this night.
So are we packing up and going now, or are we finishing up?
I'm coming back up in my tree. Go to bed.
No, let's get out of here. I don't want to sit here and wait for more wolves.
My adrenaline is kind of pumping, and there is a lot of blood. I don't know. Maybe an early start to today, but then that's getting closer to the goblins. That's a little sketchy.
Do you think you can actually go back to sleep?
Would you like to move to the next grove and go back to bed?
Not because you guys really want to fumble around in the dark.
Dancing lights, bam. No darkness.
There's also goblins we're trying to avoid.
But that means anything that can
see you. We don't mind that because we have people that can see in the dark,
I think it would be a bad idea to leave the bodies here.
What bodies?
The
wolves. You skin them and stuff. There's
the ones
still,
that
there's
been put in the mouth sleeping sack.
I not want to sleep in there.
I'm not sleeping in the backpack again.
Well, yeah, that's going to be just as bad as the skeletons.
Let's just finish out the night.
Then it was
surrounded by waiting for more wolves to come and surrounded by dead. No, let's go.
So we're going.
What are we doing?
Sadok will go wherever I tell him.
Oh, is that so, Sadok?
I'm getting paid for it.
Well,
let's just go.
As long as Sadok has the meat, like, it doesn't matter where we're at. Like, more wolves can come to the.
Yeah, let's just go. Let's just go. I'm bored.
Or travel in the dark. I think traveling in the dark is a bad idea. That's how you sprain your ankle, and that's not going
to
be good.
How close is it to sunrise?
We got about another 2 hours.
Then yeah. We can wait.
Okay, so let's sleep for 2 hours and go.
You can go back to sleep. I'm not gonna.
Good night. So you're gonna stay awake. Cool.
Bottom two.
I'll go back to bed.
Okay, so
yeah,
she's finishing out my watch.
You want to make a perception check?
Me?
Yes.
You are awake, aren't you?
That was a bad perception check.
Is anyone else awake?
Psyduck is.
Ron's gonna get the rest. It's a big day coming up tomorrow.
And see, what was your heal check?
My heal check was a 16.
Okay, so yes, you've managed to heal a point.
Psyduck, what was your perception?
12.
12? Alright. You guys don't notice anything else in the evening.
Yay, we'll
or
wake
the
up.
Early
morning.
Mornings.
Breakfast is.
Alcohol.
Ale.
Beer. It's not just for breakfast anymore.
Well, I've got some cured crab meat, or we can always cook up a little wolf.
It ate me. I'll eat it too.
Cooking and moving?
Cooking
yep.
and moving.
Cooking
yeah,
and
we
moving.
Have the little
right.
fire.
It, moving it.
Roll the sticks.
So, let's just
I'll light it.
Would you guys prefer crab meat or wolf?
Wolf.
Okay. I think if I feed the group, that'll get rid of one of my wolf meats.
No.
So are you using your good one, or one of your two adequate?
One of my two adequate.
Ah. Alrighty.
There. It now says two.
Wolf. We now, it's time for the last leg of the adventure.
Yes.
To the goblin
leg.
Den.
So, you guys... continue on, and Augur kind of points out, as you guys see, a small pond with a waterfall, more of just a steep hill drop.
Sorry.
From roughly a creek-sized body of water, kind of where it's at, roughly 5 feet across. It's moving pretty swift down to the pond.
So... down a cliff.
I would say it's closer to a 50 degree angle. So
other 50.
So a little higher than 45 degree. So it's steep, but
remember, mouth does not do math.
You're right, or height.
Yeah.
it isn't vertical. It isn't flat. It's kind of just somewhere in the middle. It is feasible to climb, but it is steep.
Is this the waterfall? Asking Augur?
Yes, this is the waterfallish.
Okay, the waterfallish.
It's not quite a waterfall, but
it's
water almost.
And the last he knew, this outpost was at the top of this thing?
Yes. It's just up there.
Yikes.
Perception!
Didn't see a thing. Two. Plus my...
All right.
Five.
What,
so that's a seven.
What is added to perception?
Actual perception.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So mine is a 19.
All right.
So of course, see up top.
So 19.
Up, so. Seven.
Seven.
17.
17. Graham.
Sadok.
Eight.
Sadok got an eight. All right, well, Rowan in mouth notices a small tunnel up there where Augur's pointing out.
A tunnel?
Yes, they're dug in.
Okay.
And then Zion Sadok just nod and, yeah, we see it.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. You
right
told
where
you saw
pointing.
That, right, Sadok?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's what we gotta go clean out.
Is that the only...
entrance.
Entrance. Is there any other tunnels that you're aware of, Augur?
Are you good at swimming?
Yes.
No.
I am not the best.
Because I believe this stream also goes in.
Nope. Okay.
But I have not been inside.
How close is the hole to the river? Because I know how we used to get out rabbits out of their hole.
It is probably 25 feet away.
25 feet away?
Yes, and it's a bit lower.
Yeah,
so you got to get the water to go uphill to flood
difficult.
It through
difficult.
The doorway.
There's no way to flood the tunnel?
I'm not saying there's no way to flood the tunnel. If you want to attempt it and you have a reasonable way that you think would work.
Where's a decanter?
I have no
complaint. Water when you need one.
But I will say,
we're divvying up the loot. If we flood it all out and there's no loot, there's nothing for you to walk away with.
Wait downstream
in the form
with the
of cash.
Okay. You have a good point. Okay.
I shall be leading me on the convoy.
Before we charge up this hill, because we're going uphill, right? We are still at the bottom of the hill.
Yes.
Okay. Do they have any defenses or barricades that Augur is aware of?
Not that I am aware of. I haven't really been in.
Do they leave the cave often?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed them doing much. One or two might.
Okay.
But I think they're more getting ready to get a group around to start really
raiding.
I don't know about raiding, but start settling.
Okay.
That's my assumption.
I'm assuming we don't like goblins, right?
Inventory's my
favorite. I strongly
don't like goblins.
Dislike them with a passion.
Special ability.
Why?
Spells.
Well, because they start with the letter G.
They've killed some of my family members, and for that, they must all pay.
Okay.
Especially the ones responsible. And I'm hoping to gather a little more information on that with this raid.
Does that mean we need to leave some of them alive?
I have no intention on having any of them leave here alive.
That's what I like to hear.
There might be one or two I'd like to have live long enough for me to talk with, but I see no reason to let any of these goblins live.
Next time on Legends of Bragonia.
Ah, intruders! So, the fighter runs. He jumps. He lands on the rope bridge, and he gives a reflex save. Let's see if he saves his genitals.
Special thanks to our GM Luke Erickson, our audio wizard Isaac Erickson, our English sorceress Tracy Grant, our music magician Matt Daly, and our guests, Graham Carver and Justin Drayton. Like what you hear? Follow us on Facebook at Bragonia, or contact us at legendsofbragonia@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us at the table tonight.